Hello all, it's Anna.
And Mirella.
And it's the Blooming Boomers and all us folks 50 and up, more mature. And today we've got Debbie Rubin, who's going to talk to us about the psychology of colors. So Debbie, tell us about yourself. How did you get into colors and fashion?
Well, I was always interested in colors and paper dolls, you know, and when in my era, we made paper dolls with clothes and you colored them in and you made tabs and put it on. I didn't have a Barbie doll, actually. I had a Skipper. And once I hit 8 years old, or grade eight, I think, I was introduced to sewing. So I just took off. My mom bought me a machine, and at that point I was making all my clothes and then decided to go and pursue that. So I went to Ryerson in Toronto, Polytech, and I took fashion merchandising and design. So I took 2 years of design and merchandising on the side, and then the last year I specialized. So I've never designed anything except my first wedding gown and made the pattern. So it's very laborious. So I would make a pattern now. That being said, I've been remaking some clothes that were mine for my granddaughter. So I am making patterns.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's too nerve-wracking to go to a fabric store these days. So I think when I was at Ryerson, color and color theory was my favorite subject. Mixing colors and complementary colors, etc. And then I got turned on to this book, Color Me Beautiful, by Carol Jackson. So that was the 80s. And she talks about the scientific basis of color. And that really resonated. And those were the years, the early 80s, where everyone was getting the color draping done.
Right.
And figuring out which season they were. And so I did that. I was working as a manager at Sears, but I did night school courses. So I did a course on color draping, which was always lots of fun. And then at wardrobing, you know, so I've always been a teacher too. So I did go back and get my diploma. So color is a very easy fix. You know, it affects how we're perceived, how we perceive our environment. And with the cost of a scarf, you can brighten up your life.
That is true. You know, I remember the seasons back in the 80s. I'm trying to remember. I think I came out autumn or something like that. But anyways, yes, it is fascinating. So can we ask your favorite colors and why?
My favorite color is pink. So I put pink in my hair because I'm a breast cancer survivor. And that reminds me to be in the pink every day, to look for the positive joy or be positive, be grateful that I'm still here, you know. That being said, I am a summer, and I think you are also, Anna. I'd have to see Mirella.
Probably. I'm trying to remember.
I remember I was a winter, and so really strong, bold colors like fuchsia and deep purple and royal blue, right?
Yes, that's right. So there and are...
I remember what wasn't. Which was peach or something like that.
That's right. Yeah, but the blue you're wearing is nice on you today, Anna.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
So being summer, my favorite colors are pastels. I am not supposed to wear black near my face. So, you know, wear a black blouse with a black sweater or blazer. Only if you're winter should you have black near your face. So the reason we want to wear the right colors is to make ourselves look younger. And as soon as you use colors that are in the opposite palette, it casts shadows on your face And that shows up all your wrinkles, all your bags, all your imperfections. It makes you look tired. So a tomato red is for redheads. They used to say redheads shouldn't wear red. But what is more gorgeous than a redhead in tomato red?
So basically, the psychology of color, the premise is to make yourself look more vibrant. Is that the premise?
Yes. Well, we're born with our hair, eyes, and our skin tones in perfect color harmony. God doesn't make too many mistakes. But it's when we start adding makeup or clothing colors that maybe we're not working with that harmony. So when people see you, the first thing they should see is your face. But if you're wearing the wrong color, the clothes are going to wear you. So they're going to see your outfit first. It's not rocket science. So anyone can go to the store, hold it up, maybe take a friend with you at 6 feet away and get them to blink and get them to tell you, what did you see first? Did you see my face or did you see the color?
That's an interesting test.
Yeah.
So, you know, even yourself in a mirror, you know, blink and go, okay, so what do I see first?
Yeah. So that's key to be wearing the right colors as we get older. The same thing goes for makeup. So if you're wearing harmonious colors to your own skin and your own eyes, the makeup will just look very natural. But if you're wearing colors that are not in your palette or your best colors, you'll look like a doll. So if you have the wrong colored blush, you know how it looks painted on?
Yeah.
So that's very key. So one caveat would be that makeup artists, they want to show up the makeup. So they're more likely to put the wrong colors on you because they want to see their work. You know, how the eyeshadow look, how the blush look. So you have to know yourself. Same thing goes, you know, for lipstick. They might choose the wrong color lipstick for you so that your lips pop. So that's why it's important to know yourself and know your colors and what's most flattering.
So what's the best way to find out what are the basic colors or family of colors?
Well, the best thing is, in the book, she chooses two very vibrant colors to decide. Pumpkin orange or magenta. Those are two very strong colors. So one of them, you're going to look like you have to check in the hospital. And the other one is going to blend in with yourself. So you're either warm or cool. And the other way often is to look in your eyes. So if you have any gold flecks in your eyes, then you're probably autumn or spring. If they have blue eyes, the autumns and spring, it's a very turquoisey blue. First of all, spring and autumn people, they're only 20% of the population. Most of the population is cool, that being North America. If you went to Ireland, everybody's warm-toned. And in the book, I have to correct her, and she says that all Chinese people are winters or Asian people, which is not true. If you go to Korea, they actually have warm undertones. So you can't, you just can't paint with one brush.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Okay, so makeup, clothes, what about accessories like purses and eyeglasses, frames?
Okay, that's a good question. As far as eyeglasses go, you want the color to be in your palette. Because if they are in the opposite, let's say someone who is winter wears tortoiseshell glasses in those brown shades, first thing you're going to notice is their glasses, not their eyes. So you want it to blend in with your own coloring. And then people often ask about jewelry. Should I wear gold? Should I wear silver?
Oh, yeah.
But what I say is if you want to show it off, wear the opposite palette. So I would wear gold. I'm sorry. It stands out more than silver because I'm cool. But jewelry being so small lit most times that it's not going to affect how you actually look unless you have one of those big collars that is all gold like Cleopatra or something. Then it is going to change the color of your face.
What about, can you go overboard with colors, you know, your home decor, your drapes, your bedding?
Personally, I don't think so. But the good thing is, you know, to try to have them in a complementary palette. We've all gone into stores where you go in and everything's busy, like you can't even stay there because everything's vibrating. And they probably haven't organized the colors, the warm colors together, the cool colors together. If they have them all mixed up, there's just too much going on. So the same thing in your home. You want to either pick a cool color palette or a warm palette in any one room. And, you know, an interior decorator could talk more about it. But if you have a room that's south-facing, you might want to put cooler colors in there to tone down the feel. And opposite, if you have a north-facing room, you might want to use warm colors so that it can warm it up. Because we do react to color, and the same thing when we're wearing colors. Friendlier communications happen with people that are wearing browns. Now, there is a brown that's good for winters and a brown that's good for warm tones. So if you remember, Ronald Reagan always wore brown suits. And part of that is people who wear brown are more approachable and communicate. And people will communicate better. And that's because, like in chess, where things are black and white, it's kind of an authoritarian figure. So if you're a therapist, you probably want to wear toned down colors and not black and white, you know, to have a nice conversation or an open conversation. The same thing about blues. True blue, that's where it comes from. So you often see, you know, Birch Box is blue, Tiffany's is blue. It creates trust, true blue. And well, I think a lot of the presidential candidates this time in the States wore navy blue because it's steadfast. And ironically, when Hillary Clinton, in some of her presentations, she wore white, the innocence of white. And I was very interested to see that Kamala Harris, when she came out in the end, she was wearing a white suit. So that's all about purity. So yeah, you could go on forever. Like if you're going before a judge, you probably want to wear the white of innocence. Yeah, you know, people, this saying in the pink, it just makes you feel better. I mean, once I had a party and everybody, including the men, were asked to wear pink. And it was just automatically uplifting when you got there. You know, you can't help but feel good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I know Mirella has a lot of questions too, but if I may, is it also related to energy, wavelengths, anything like that, auras?
Definitely. So colors do emit a wavelength. I have a hard time wearing black. You know, I find it kind of drags me down and depresses me. So like I always choose raincoats that are bright colors because it's already yucky out there. For 6 years, I taught at John Casablancas. And of course, the models thing, they taught also modeling. I was doing fashion merchandising. I would go into Casablancas. Everybody's wearing black all the time, all year, you know, because it's slimming, because it's chic, because whatever.
It's so depressing.
So it was myself and two other instructors in fashion merchandising. We always wore color. So especially in these times when we're stuck at home, you want to put on your gray sweats or black sweat, you know, but put on something light and bright and create your own sunshine. It'll perk up your day.
I've never thought so much about the whole aspect of color affecting your mood. That's very interesting. Yeah, it's going to make me look around at my wardrobe. And I'll tell you, I do feel better if I'm wearing purple. Like I love purple, especially a deep royal purple. So maybe I will take a look and see if I can colorize my life a little bit more. Yeah. So what happens when we get older? Because you said when we're born, we're given this color palette that's perfect. But I noticed that even the tone of my face has changed. My hair, certainly that affects how color sits with me, especially if I dye my hair or if I'm letting it grow gray, that affects how my tone of my face is. So how should we change our color palette, or how should we think about our color palette as we get older?
That's true. We do lose color in our skin tone and our hair. Of course, we go gray. But the rule of thumb with as we age is we should lighten up our hair. Either we're going to go gray or to go to a lighter color. And usually they say within 3 shades of your natural color. And also, if you have your hair color, it should be in the correct palette. I've always wanted to be a redhead, but I couldn't do that because, you know, again, if you have the wrong hair color, well, it's going to make you look older. And again, sometimes you see men that have dyed their hair.
Oh,
helmet hair, right? So a lot of times these older men, they choose too dark a color, and also women too. So you have to be careful about not going dark. And hopefully your hairdresser can help you with that. I mean, I think there are programs online where you can try different colors.
I wonder why. I had a friend who always had black hair. Mm-hmm. And I know that in my mom's Italian circle, even the people that had been born with black hair, as they got older, they would dye it, like you say, lighter and lighter. But this friend of mine was pretty convinced that she should just keep dyeing it black. And I said, it's really just draining you.
Yeah.
And why is that? Does our skin tone change?
Yes, we do lose color from our skin tone. So there's tons of stuff on YouTube that as we get, when we're older, the best thing to perk us up is to use a bit of bronzer. You definitely don't want to be too white. Yeah. So I used some bronzer today.
So we should wear bronzer,
yeah,
as we get older?
Just lightly, you know, on the where the sun would hit. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Yeah.
So how does society or TV and film, how does that change our perception of color as we get older? How does it affect our perception of color?
Well, I think probably as we get older, we don't go for the trends as much as we used to, because, of course, we can't get away with all these colors and we're more sure of ourselves. Hopefully, we know that if lime green is the color of the season, it's something we have to stay away from. But I think what we can do if we want to embrace the color of the season, if it's, let's say it's rust or something that most people can't wear, get a couple of accessories. You know, you could change a purse and gloves or get a scarf in rust just so you're with it that season. Most of our wardrobe should be about 80% neutral. And the other 20% should be colors that are your best colors to brighten up your coloring. So, and that's more economical too. And
yes,
to have a neutral palette. I mean, it doesn't have to be boring. It could be monochromatic neutral, you know, all sorts of shades of brown, beige, if you're warm toned, or all shades of black, gray.
Well, I remember reading about a woman who, and I really would love to emulate her. When she turned 60, she decided that she would only own purple. So I think she had black pants too, but everything was purple. I mean, I love purple, and I would love for my whole wardrobe to be nothing but purple with some black pants and black shorts.
Well, go
that
for
would
it.
Be, go for it, right? Because yeah. When you're older, you don't have to follow trends.
No. And we used to have all those other rules. Don't wear white after September 1st.
My mother used to follow that.
Yeah, yeah. Blue and green should never be seen, you know, oh, wow. But there aren't any rules anymore. Do know yourself, and you want to play up your good features and colors and play down the not so good.
How about for men? Are there any advice? Is there any advice for color on men as they get older?
Well, they probably embrace more color as they get older again. But let's face it, 90% of the time, it's their partner dressing them. So again, the best thing is to go by their skin tone, their eye tone. You know, if they have blue eyes, put the blue shirts on them. I think I mentioned that five of the colors that are right on our bodies. So you want to pick up your eye, it's the same as your eye color, your natural lip tone, your skin color. If you squeeze your index finger really hard, that's the shade of red you should wear.
Oh, hey, mine's purplish.
Okay, well, a blue-red.
There you go. Red. Confirmed.
Yeah. And your natural hair colors. So those five colors, if you did a wardrobe in those five colors, that would be easy peasy. And when you have everything coordinated and in the same palette, you can get dressed blindfolded and it'll look good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So is there a color that you would suggest for our indoor decor? You know, it's Vancouver, it's gloomy, it's gray. I'm isolated. I'm actually quite depressed a lot of the time. Is there some colors I should be bringing into my condo?
Definitely. Go out and buy 4 or 5 cushions. Go to Winners or something. I change my cushions each season. So, So go down there. Maybe you want to buy some, especially for Christmas, with reds or with sayings on them, or maybe you want to get bright purple. Get 5 purple cushions with sparkly stuff. And that's going to give you a smile every time you walk by. And even to buy a relatively cheap pair of drapes and put them up for the season. You know, whether it's purple or sparkly ones or something that makes you feel good, that brings you joy.
Now that you're talking about it, I can see it. But of course, I got sort of influenced by modern pictures of these sleek white interiors with linen on the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just very sparse.
Yeah. Well, we were brought up in a different time. So yeah, that very minimalistic.
Yes.
But, you know, I feel that that doesn't give you anything back. It's very sterile.
What is it about us humans that gets sparked by color?
Is it a vibration? So first of all, purple or mauves are going to calm down your environment. You know, if you went and got all the gold sparkly ones of the season and added yellow or something with that, or gold and red, that would really, really energize you, really perk you up, those warm, bright colors. You know, and adding light to your environment is key this time of year. Get those LED candles and put them on your dining table or anywhere. Just, you know, and Christmas lights. I know here in Quebec, people have their lights up right after Halloween. Like, everybody's got their lights up already because people are just, they've had it with staying inside.
What about colorful flowers?
Oh, that too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, get yourself a Christmas cactus or buy yourself weekly flowers. I really miss that here because in Vancouver, you have flowers on every corner.
Yes.
But not so here, ever. You have to seek out a florist, or, you know, Costco has some. You've got to, give yourself a boost.
Do you think that our love of color is something that we have, like, adopted from nature? Because I'm just looking out my window and I'm seeing the leaves of red trees, and I'm realizing that's one of the reasons I love walking outside, is all the colors.
Yes. It's definitely the vibrations again. I mean, lots of people do the forest walks, where, you know, there isn't much color, it's all green, but there is a vibration and having your feet on the ground versus walking on cement. So they're all talking to you, forest bathing. That's what they're calling it.
I'm just realizing this now. One of the problems with getting older is you have a tendency to disappear, you know, in terms of like you're not noticed. And a lot of women want to sort of dress in calmer or less or more staid colors. But I don't want to disappear. Is that all right for a person who's more mature to want to still wear bright, vibrant?
Age is only a number. You know, people will be attracted to you differently and will seek you out. Yeah, no, you have to express yourself. Nobody's going to judge you, I would hope.
I love your pink hair. I think that's a lovely touch. I was thinking of putting something
purple.
Like purple.
Purple. In my- Do it.
Right? And it's always with you and it's just bringing
that. Framing my face, yeah.
Yes.
Because it's just around your face. It doesn't have to be, you know, the entire head.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I have been contemplating, have you seen where they do platinum blonde and then the bottom is just light pink?
No.
Oh, it's cute.
Wow.
But I don't know if I'll go that far.
That's great.
Maybe
that's a thought.
Yeah. The thing is, it grows out or it washes out. Just do it. Yeah.
Just have fun with color. Just bring color into your life.
Definitely. Definitely.
You know, you touched on something, and that is Mirella said something about, you know, as we get older, can I wear this or that? I wonder, you know, I think times have changed. But I remember years back, if you were a mature woman, or a man for that matter, you know, bright colors, ooh, that was a no.
No,
and that's societal, that's media. Not doing us any favors, I think.
No.
Your thoughts?
No. Well, for sure. You know, now there's so many elder, mature actresses, and they're looking fabulous. Just get a bit of retinol and you're in there. And some color, you want to work with what you've got and play up your good points and play down your not so good points. That's the key, optical illusion.
Optical illusion.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe that's why a lot of people like to wear black, the optical illusion. But like
a
you slimness. Said, you can introduce a scarf.
Yeah.
You can drape something over one shoulder. You
or
can
big
wear black if you want to hide your body.
For sure.
But you can introduce color.
Definitely
or put
do
color
that.
In your hair. Yeah.
Definitely do that. Too much black is too much.
Yeah, makes me think of the nuns at school. Oh, yeah, too much.
And authority.
So any advice to the younger generation about color as they're starting off their lives? Anything different that you would say?
I think that's the time to really experiment. And they've got good skin unless they have acne, and they do, then they should be careful about colors. But otherwise, just experiment. I mean, lots of them are doing crazy stuff with their hair, you know, and it's the same thing when my daughter went rainbow hair and the same thing, you know, tattoos. That's how they are expressing themselves now. 30% of that age group or more now. So it's their body. So they do follow the trends that are in the store. And there is actually a governing body of color in the world that determines the colors for the season. So whatever colors are coming starts in furniture first.
Oh.
So, yeah. And then it trickles down and eventually then it goes to high fashion, like Paris fashion. And then it comes to our priced fashion.
Why does it start with furniture?
I'm not sure. It's the Color Council of something, International Color Council. So every year they do put out a palette. So often you see the paint stores will come out with their color of the season, you know, Pantone blue or whatever it is, because they do want to coordinate. And of course, the political climate affects the colors that are popular. During the Depression, there were somber colors. And then look at in the 70s when it was wild colors. So it definitely is a statement of what colors are the people are wearing. And now we have the phenomenon where the fashion's going up instead of coming down from the gods, that the streets, you know, the designers are looking to the streets for fashion and the trends. So it's really interesting. Yeah.
Well, it's amazing how interrelated it all is. I never thought of it that way. You know, I never realized how much it's cultural, it's political, it's socioeconomic.
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of factors just to color, you know, and how we look and how we do decor and how we feel. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yes.
Debbie, thank you so much.
Thank you. That was great, Debbie.
It's Anna.
And Mirella.
Thank you, folks. The Blooming Boomers. See you next time.
Bye for now.